Anthony O'Kay sitting in for John Hockenberry and Celeste Headley this morning. To most Americans, Mitt Romney's new running mate, Paul Ryan, is still a relatively fresh face, but some voters have known him for over a decade. Ryan was first elected to the House of Representatives in 1998 to represent Wisconsin's District 1 in the southeast corner of the state, and the district contains the small city of Janesville where Ryan grew up. Now, I'm joined by two Wisconsinites who have witnessed his rise over the last decade and a half. Owen Robinson is a conservative blogger who lives in Milwaukee, and Vivian Creekmore is a retired social worker and one of the vice chairs of the Democratic Party in Ryan's hometown. Hello to you both.
Hello, Vivian.
Good morning.
Owen, I was reading your blog. It says, wow, I admit that I didn't think Romney would make a pick this bold. What's the wow factor in Ryan?
I think the wow factor with Ryan is we have someone who is truly and President Obama got it correct. He's the intellectual leader of the conservative wing of the Republican Party. And when we've seen Romney come to power, he's been known to make safe choices. And this one has a bit of risk in it, but I think it also has a lot of reward.
Now, you've met Paul Ryan on a couple of occasions. What was your impression of him?
He's an impressive individual from a lot of different standpoints. He's friendly. He's nice. He's wicked smart. He knows his stuff, and you can have a conversation with him about everything, about how the Packers did that week to, you know, quantitative easing, and he knows exactly what he's talking about. He's a man who knows what he believes, and he knows how to communicate.
Vivian, you live in Ryan's hometown. How do the people of Janesville feel about him?
Well, I think we have a slightly different view, and I believe that the president said that he was the ideological leader of the party and not the intellectual leader. I think that people in Janesville used to be wowed by his family and by his perceived wealth. He's one of the three most important and wealthiest families in Janesville, and nothing nearly as wealthy as Mitt Romney's family or as important as them. But this is a district that has been devastated by the loss of the General Motors plant here 4 years ago, and has a per capita income of average of $26,000 a year. And lately, constituents have been, I think, pretty angry at Ryan for not keeping office hours, not meeting with constituents, not answering their questions, and not having real listening sessions. So I think that people don't feel that they have much in common with him. He's a very privileged young man from a pretty wealthy family, and this is a working class town that's hurting.
But Vivian, he's been a congressman for 14 years, so somebody must like him and like him a lot to keep electing him back into office.
Well, this is a big congressional district, and his I have not looked this up, but I've been told that he's never won Janesville, and I'm actually going to verify that today, whether that's true or not. So this is a congressional district that has some areas that are very Republican and that are much wealthier than his hometown is.
Okay, Vivian, so we get a sense of how you feel about Ryan, but Owen, you write about conservative politics in Wisconsin. How has Ryan done?
Well, in politics, if you look at the first district overall, it's traditionally been a swing district. It's been held by Democrats before and by some quite liberal ones for that matter. And so it is a district, and to your point, Ryan has continued to win in that district, and he's well-liked. And, you know, he's actually become somewhat famous in recent years for having his town hall sessions, where he has the rooms are just packed full of people from all sorts of ideological backgrounds. And virtually everybody can go to those, and they may disagree with Ryan, but they come away liking him. And that likability factor is really key to his success.
So, of course, all the media is just jumping on the bandwagon right now, and they're talking about, you know, the Ryan that you don't know. But you are from his home state. What can you tell us, Owen, first of all, and then I'll come to you, Vivian, some aspects of his personality, the way he operates, that only you know Wisconsinites are really familiar with?
I think it's when you meet him in person and he engages, he is somebody who you can have just that relaxed conversation with. And although he has had some success in his life, which he should be proud of, he certainly doesn't come across as haughty or rich or anything like that. He's got those solid Midwestern values that we cherish here in Wisconsin, where he says what he means and he does what he says, and he goes to office and did what he said he was going to do. I mean, you know exactly where he stands on issues. And in Wisconsin, where we have leaders like Scott Walker and Ron Johnson, some others who follow in that same vein, who they go to office and actually do what they said they were going to do, which is become a strangely rare thing that shouldn't be so rare in our political system.
And then Vivian, as one of the vice chairs of the Democratic Party in Ryan's hometown of Janesville, what do you know about Ryan that the rest of us have still to learn?
Well, I think that one thing that's happened is that as the fortunes of South Central Wisconsin have declined, and as the fortunes of Janesville have declined with the closing of the General Motors plant here in 2008, 2 days before Christmas, I think that people have stopped voting on how much they like Ryan personally, and have started voting on economics. He is a congenial person, and he does have a likability factor. But there have been many protests at his events, in front of his office, and at his listening sessions. And what I hear from people, and not just because I'm a Democrat, is that he doesn't meet with or talk to constituents, that he doesn't provide real answers, that he provides talking points. He doesn't keep office hours in Janesville. That when people write him about their very real problems and economic problems, that they get back general letters with talking points in them.
You've given us a lot to chew over. I do like the fact that both you and Owen Robinson, who's a conservative blogger who lives in Milwaukee, both agree that Paul Ryan is very convivial, congenial, and very likable. That's a starting point. Vivian Creekmore is a retired social worker and one of the vice chairs of the Democratic Party in Ryan's hometown. Thank you for giving us your insights into Paul Ryan, the VP pick for the Republican Party.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.